getting Russia to stop attacking Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the goal of talks set for tomorrow. Fox's Ryan Schmelz details.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio will meet with the Russian delegation during his trip to Saudi Arabia Tuesday. He'll be joined by President Trump's National Security Advisor Michael Waltz and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff.
Now, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he won't accept any agreement to end the war if not directly involved in talks, telling NBC's Meet the Press this about Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
He's a liar. He doesn't want any peace. But I think he's really a little bit scared about the President Trump.
Well, the president just spoke to France's leader before European leaders meet today on how to deal with the U.S. under the new Trump leadership as the U.K. considers sending troops to Ukraine to help keep the peace if there is a truce. There's a hearing next hour in the lawsuit filed by Democrats in 14 states challenging Elon Musk's DOGE. They claim the Department of Government Efficiency is unconstitutional. They're going into federal agencies to slash jobs and spending. Now, President Trump's asking the Supreme Court to uphold one of his many layoffs being challenged.
The administration wants permission to fire the head of the federal agency that protects whistleblowers, a guy named Hampton Dellinger. And he's arguing that he can only be dismissed for job performance issues, according to the law. The lower court, though, opted to keep Dellinger in his position at least until next Wednesday, arguing that the legal process should play out because if they lifted this order, a flood of similar requests stemming from lawsuits against the president's executive orders would be otherwise triggered.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. This is day 500 since Hamas's terror attack triggered the war in Gaza, where a ceasefire still holds, but in Lebanon, Israel's taken out a Hamas leader.
They located and eliminated Mohammed Shaheen in the area of the Lebanese city of Sidon on the Mediterranean coast. Israel says Shaheen was the brains behind Hamas's attacks from Lebanon, responsible for organizing rocket launching.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to big wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to big wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Zachary Moran-Norris. Runners of all ages took part in the Sweethearts and Buddies Fun Run this weekend at West Wetlands Park. The run marked the season finale of a series of fun runs that started in October of last year. It's hosted by the Yuma Parks and Recreation Department, and it was divided in two parts, a 5K and a 10K, just in time for Valentine's Day weekend. Weightlifters from across the region participated in the 2025 Bull of the Desert Strongman and Strongwomen competition this weekend. The event, hosted by Caballeros de Yuma, started at 9 a.m. at the Yuma Palms Mall on Saturday. This was to help test the weightlifter's strength, endurance, and determination in a series of grueling challenges. And to Welton now, where the 6th annual Tour de Fields bike ride took place Saturday morning, bringing cyclists together for a scenic ride through Yuma Valley. The event raises money for local charities, including Crossroads Mission, My Kid, and programs supporting victims of domestic abuse. Catch us on News 11 tonight at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
Unseasonably mild weather all this week with sunshine and 81 today, 49 overnight tonight, 80 and sunny tomorrow, 56 tomorrow night, sunny and 80 on Wednesday, 52 on Wednesday night.
Eldorado broadcasters in this station congratulate the newest Yuma County Chamber of Commerce members.
O Aesthetics, LLC. American Legion Riders Post 19. CNL Cleaning Services, LLC. Uniforms SE. Yuma Gymnastics. And AE System Services, LLC.
If you'd like to find out how you can become a member and join all the benefits membership brings, email Diana at yumachamber.org. That's Diana at yumachamber.org. Or call 928-782-2566.
Once there was a man who couldn't stand.
A mom who couldn't wait.
A scientific community that said it couldn't be done.
And then you.
And then I.
And then we. Brought neuromuscular disease into screaming color with the Muscular Dystrophy Association. For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
We've willed the impossible into existence.
We've pushed the science,
raised the funds,
shifted the narrative,
and transformed the reality of life with neuromuscular diseases.
For 75 years, we've built communities together,
established the field of neuromuscular medicine,
and made it thrive.
Call that a legacy.
Call it impact.
Call it momentum.
Just call it ours.
Because it's the generations of community heroes that give MDA the strength we have today.
And until neuromuscular disease is a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No.
You didn't watch
the sports either?
Nobody does sports, but it's a Super Bowl. It's like an American thing to do.
Yeah. And the show itself, the halftime show, didn't seem really up my alley. And so I just...
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a hater, but I'm here nor there.
So that's why I brought it up. Not so much him, but in the show, I don't know if you saw this. Are you on social media?
Yeah.
What do you do? Instagram, TikTok?
No TikTok.
No TikTok? Okay. Instagram? Maybe you saw it on there, but... Taylor Swift was booed, I guess.
Oh, I saw when the jumbo cam was on her, right?
And then for Trump, everybody cheered, you know? And then Trump tweeted about it or something like that. And so my wife and I were talking about it this morning. I'm like, I don't really get it. You know, like, she's America's sweetheart last year, and then now she gets booed. I don't get it. I don't know why she got booed, but I didn't know if you knew more about that.
I would say it was just the fans of the opposite team.
You think so?
I think so. Okay. I think she's America's sweetheart. I am not a Swiftie.
You're not? Okay.
No, I mean, I'm not anti. This is me. I'm telling you.
You're like Canada.
I am.
You don't take any positions.
I do not.
Or Switzerland.
No.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Sabra. You got to stand for something. Okay, so no politics.
I mean, you can talk all you want. I don't have anything to contribute.
No politics, no sports, no Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, I'm not really up on the
Kendrick and the Drake
scene. No,
stuff. Okay, that was all halftime. Okay, let's see, what else could we?
I know about
kids,
nonprofits.
I texted
communication.
You.
That's my
when we were texting coming into this. I said it can't be boring. So
no,
can you make that stuff not boring?
Books. I like shows.
What shows? Broadway.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, let's
but
talk.
Also just Netflix.
What's your opinion of Wicked, the movie release?
I thought they did a fabulous job.
I thought so, too. Yeah. I thought I was going to hate it.
Yeah.
I've seen Wicked.
I did, too.
Right? Did you too. Just don't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know if it was going to go kind of like woke. Not that that's anything wrong with that, to quote Seinfeld. but I didn't know. You just don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought it was spot on.
Yeah.
I liked their interpretation of it. I liked Ariana Grande, you know.
Me too.
Love her or hate her, but she's got some pipes.
Yeah. She impressed.
I was pleasantly surprised. I know Martine loved it.
As a fan. Mm-hmm. The show on stage, I thought it can't be beat. I had read the book many years before it was a show. And then when I saw it on stage, I was just mind blown.
Blown away, right.
Blown. But then the movie came out. I was bummed it had to be made into two parts. And then a year later, come on.
Then will they do that on purpose, right?
Yes, but I hate it. I hate it because you have to refresh and, you know.
Yeah, right.
I don't watch movies twice.
Oh.
That's a little thing about me.
So have you been back and done the whole Broadway thing?
No, it is. It is something I'd like to do someday. I don't really have a bucket list, but if I did, that would be on it.
Okay. All right. Not like skydiving or
no.
Okay.
No, I don't. I'm perfectly content here.
Are you? Are you afraid of heights?
No.
Okay.
Just don't really have a bucket list.
All right.
Like I'm the girl you call if you need someone to go with you, and you planned it, and you're gonna just tell me to show up.
I love it. And you're gonna show up excited with bells on.
Middle of the road.
Okay.
That's me.
All right.
I'm gonna be supportive.
Okay. I like it. I like it. We went to New York. We took my twin girls back to watch Hamilton because they were in a Hamilton phase. It came out on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And so we got into that whole thing and the family fell in love with it. At first I was like opposed to it, you know,
yeah.
I don't know why. Just like, oh, everybody likes it, so I don't want to kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like that? Like contrarian just right off the bat. If everybody's doing it, then I'm definitely not going
to
do it.
I probably lean to that, but not necessarily. I mean, I wear Adidas Sambas. Right. And everybody else is wearing them. So I guess I can't claim to be
too contrarian. You come around.
Probably middle of the road contrarian.
Got it. Okay. But when we were back there, we watched Hamilton and then we're like, well, let's watch another one. And we went to Harry Potter, which.
How was it?
Awesome. That's why I'm bringing it up because you think Wicked is amazing, like theatrically.
Yeah.
Like the visuals.
Uh huh.
So much better. Like, I don't want to say better. It's different.
Exciting.
It's different and better. New, I guess. Wicked's old. You know, it's from the 90s. But Harry Potter, it's relatively newer. And so it's like a mix between magic show and it's not a singing, a musical one. It's more drama. But it was just incredible. Like what they can do. Like the Dementors come out of the rafters down and float over you and stuff. And then there's like a time warp kind of element where every once in a while you go back in time and the whole auditorium is just like, whoa, 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 and you feel you're like, it's crazy. So anyway, you should try that one.
I will.
When you go see Wicked, go see Harry Potter.
I'll put it
on. Might as well throw in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Just do the whole thing.
My number one's Les Mis.
Les Mis. Yeah. We saw that at Gamage years ago.
Yeah.
At ASU.
Yeah.
Super awesome.
I've seen it a couple times, but not on Broadway.
I didn't know what was going on, but...
Well, funny story.
I'm reading the thing. I'm like, this is in French. What?
I love the movie, too. And so I go to the movie, and I am crying so hard, so hard that my seat is shaking, right?
Really?
And the stranger to my left, because I'm on the end of the friend group, right? And the stranger on the left, honey... Can I help you with anything? No, I'm fine.
Pull yourself together.
Yeah, basically.
Was Bobby
that's
with
what
you? Were you able to drag him to that?
He loves musicals
he
as
does.
Well.
Yes. Actually, that doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bobby is like the most artistic guy, and you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, and he likes to perform and things like that.
That's true. He's
more
part
so
of
than
the.
Me.
He was part of that band. Are they still doing that?
No, but yes, Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time.
No regrets.
No regrets. Every time I hear that, I think no regrets.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Like,
yeah.
You get that tattooed.
Okay.
We had Jeff Cook on recently, and he said they might get the band back together. So.
Yeah, sometimes they talk about it, but, you know,
is that,
big dreams.
Are you excited about that? Are you, like, a groupie? No.
Middle of the road. They can
middle
do what they want.
Okay.
I love watching them. They were fun.
A lot of energy. Sound okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sound pretty good. I actually never heard them, so.
Yeah, well, one of the original players moved, and so it would be a little bit different, but yeah.
Is he like the main voice?
Two of the originals moved, so.
And
then
the
Chris
main
Thompson
singers?
Got in. There was a whole shift in the band, yeah.
You said shift. I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
So you got pulled over this morning?
I did.
Did you get out of it?
I did not.
What? Are you kidding me?
I am like, I'm officially old.
No.
I do not get tickets, but I did today.
I am so sorry.
That's okay. It wasn't for speeding.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your truck up there that I saw that has something racing on it?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's like, is that Sabre?
I don't know.
I wonder if she got pulled over.
I'd pretty much drive like an old lady. That's what my kids say.
So how many?
I'm the one in the left lane driving the speed limit.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have for the listeners? Four kids. Your youngest is still in high school?
18, senior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's graduating this
year.
Fingers crossed.
Keep hitting this, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, is that because of academics or because he pulled a prank?
All the things.
Okay.
No, I don't think there's a prank involved on campus. No.
On campus. Okay. Yeah.
You know how these boys are. Don't act like
I do. I do. My son runs around with your son yes. from time to time.
Yes.
When they started driving, I heard a lot of stories about your son. And yeah.
Of my four children, he is most like his dad.
Adventurous.
Yes. Very. Yeah.
Very cool. I love it. How did you meet Bobby, by the way?
Well, I was in college in Mesa, Phoenix, and I was coming down for Jason Lemon's talk he was giving in church, and I called my aunt to tell her, I'm coming to town to see Jason Lemon. He's coming home from his mission in Mexico. And she said, oh, I don't know him, but do you know Bobby Lemon? And I said, no, the younger brother.
Uh-huh.
Oh. You got to meet him. He is so cute. And so she introduced us, but he was a senior in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was just getting around to graduating. I think that was February before he graduated. So I wasn't at all interested. But then I ended up moving back to Yuma.
Yeah.
And
how did that happen? So you say back because your parents are here.
Yeah, I'm born and raised here.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And my mom and my grandmother's from here. We're generations back.
Because your dad, he's from New York.
He moved here from New York with a stop along the way. But he and my mom met teaching at Crane Middle School and ended up getting married. And so he raised me with his two daughters and his ex-wife. We're all just kind of in the 80s, there weren't many of those blended families.
But oh, really?
We pulled it off quite nicely. And then they had two kids together. So I'm the oldest of five.
Oh, I see.
But he's not a human.
Yeah,
you know right away. When
you're yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love his accent.
Yeah,
awesome, and his mannerisms and his way.
It's very New York.
Very New York. I love it.
Yeah, but he'll never go back. He wanted a smaller, warmer town, and that's what he got.
Yeah, and so you came back, and
So I came back, and I lived with my aunt and uncle, and it was just right by the Lemons, not too far from the Lemons, and so I, that's it.
Did you graduate before you came back?
I did not. Okay. I ended up finishing at NAUMA.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice. What's your degree in? I never asked you that.
I have a bachelor's in elementary ed with an emphasis in agriculture, agribusiness.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a master's in an MBA.
Very cool.
And emphasis in communications and entrepreneurship.
Wow.
Yeah.
All the things.
Lots of words, but it doesn't mean much.
Why?
It's pretty generic. An MBA. Okay.
MBAs
My brother
are
has
great,
a couple
though.
Of them. He's collecting them.
Like Pokemon?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so how did you transition from stay-at-home mom to now you're at the Children's Museum,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't know about. So your ticket this morning, you can blame on Chris Thompson because he was the one that, hey, you should have Sabre on. She's
yeah.
over at the Children's Museum.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds great.
Yeah, he's a pain. No, I was, okay, just a warning to all the listeners. I guess the police department is doing a crackdown on phones in the car.
Okay.
So they're watching. So I was picking up my, and I'm not kidding, I was looking through your text to find the address to here to uh-huh. plug it in. I have my phone won't connect the Bluetooth for some reason. So I was taking the cord and doing this so that I could have the map on my dash right around the Hills Golf Course. And he was stationed there. So he pulled me over in Barnes & Noble area and said that they're doing a crackdown citywide on phones. Because there have been a lot of incidents lately. So I didn't get a texting ticket, but he said from his perch, he could see into my window that I had both hands on my phone. I showed him what I was doing and he said, oh yeah, that makes sense. And he gave me a ticket for a phone in hand or phone device in hand or something.
Did you get his name so we can smear him on the radio?
He was so nice. No, he was so kind.
No. Clearly, that's my favorite thing to do.
I don't think he knew who I was and where I was going.
That was my first thought. Do you know who I am?
Do you know who you're dealing with? My dad used to drive a yellow Mustang, and he had personal plates that said MD Pony. His name's Mike Downing, and it's a Mustang, so it's a pony. Yeah. MD Pony.
Sure.
And he would get pulled over. He worked in El Centro at the time, so he's driving every day.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was getting pulled over quite a bit. And it was because, well, the officer would say, oh, what kind of doctor? Are you a vet? But, you know, and he'd say, no, my name's Mike Downing, and this is a pony. This is my pony. Uh-huh. And I think they kept pulling him over because what a pretentious,
sure,
you know, MD Pony. Okay, doc.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So we call him MD Pony now. So if you guys want to join in that, he'd
absolutely,
love it.
I will. I will absolutely call him that.
He absolutely hates it.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years. Dune season is here, so ask about specialty tires for your toys. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com. Choose the perfect tire and make your appointment today. We also have free pickup and drop-off for your hassle-free experience guaranteed. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
Hey Yuma, it's Mardi Gras on Main. Join Alexander Toyota, Burgers and Beer, and Fort Yuma Rotary for a night of free family fun. Friday, February 28th from 5 to 11 p.m. Enjoy live music from Eric Sage's Ultimate Rock Show, local vendors, and a costume contest. Grab your beads and bring the party to Main Street. Every dollar raised supports Fort Yuma Rotary's community projects. Don't miss out. Laissez-les bon temps rouler.
Sponsored in part by Alexander Toyota, Burgers and Beer, the best taquito, On Vita Health, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Arizona, and El Dorado Broadcasters.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Dr. Pony.
Yep, that's what we call him, mm-hmm. Dr. Pony. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You got it right away.
I love it.
Yeah.
So you ended up with Bobby.
Mm-hmm. I think
you had some kids around the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
we have a grandson.
Yes, yeah. You have
and
a grandson?
He's my favorite. So they can all run along now.
I think we heard that recently. A few weeks ago, we had somebody on, and they were saying something like, and maybe you can attest to this. They said, you think you love your kids, but wait till you have grandkids. You love them so much more. Is that the case?
I don't know if more is the right word, but they're pretty fun. It's pretty fun because you don't have the stress that goes.
Yeah.
And I'm just at a slower pace now where I enjoy every moment, and when you're raising your kids, it's just like going mm-hmm. and high stress and get your socks, where's your sock, oh did you brush your teeth today, and I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth, cool,
that's your problem.
Your stinky breath is so cute.
I've heard that.
It's just different.
Moms say that. I'm like, yeah. No, it's not cute.
As a mom, I never said that, but as a grandma, I think, oh, everything knows. About him is so cute.
How old is he?
2.5.
Yeah. He's still cute.
He is.
By the time they get to be about 4 or 5, their stinky breath is real. It's like, okay.
It's like
now we need to do something about this.
Yeah.
Start smelling like adults at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In all things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
And you're like, true. Oh, come on. Jeez.
True, true.
So tell me what fills your day. You work at the Children's Museum.
I do.
What does your daily routine look like?
Well, everyone says, oh, you work at the Children's Museum. That must be so fun. And it is, but it is not what people think for me.
Okay.
There's some people that have dream jobs inside the museum, and I think, man, I wish that was my job. But unfortunately, my job isn't all fun and games and kids and cute. It's
So give a quick plug for the Children's Museum. I've never been there. My wife's been there a bunch, and she heard that we were doing this interview. And she's like, oh, this is very cool. She does the Children's Museum. So why is the Children's Museum so cool? And what does a community need to know about it that they don't?
The Children's Museum of Yuma County is not funded by the government entities in any way, shape, or form. So we rely on the community. And Yuma, as you well know, has the biggest heart of
generous,
any community
yeah.
I've ever been involved with. I'm a little biased, and I'm born and raised here, so I don't have a lot of experience outside. But the best part of the museum is the fact that it is all homegrown. Everything in there, everything the kids touch has had a Yuma County heart involved in its production, in the exhibits I'm talking
when
about.
When I think of museum, I think of old artifacts that show, you know, how you know, the town was founded, and yeah. Old shoes from babies of people that lived here 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that what it looks like? Or what mm-hmm. you find when you go to the museum? Because I hear there's a lot of activities that they do there.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it is a misconception. If you've never heard of a children's museum, then you think, what is this? Are children on display?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it. Or is it art that children made? And
yeah, that's what I think of as art. Yeah.
It's just interactive exhibits that kids and their caregivers can utilize that create organic learning, possibly. Sometimes it's learning. Sometimes it's just fun. I mean, I think we learn through hands-on fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of creativity happening in there. There's theater space. There's maker space. There's also just physical play space. There's so much going on. It's definitely an air-conditioned place to bring your children.
Certainly during the summer. Mm-hmm. That's where my kids are going more often, because, it's somewhere to get out of the house, but you're still in air conditioning. And you can have some activity going on. So what's your favorite exhibit?
Oh, I couldn't say. It changes day to day. And that's kind of like putting out there, what's your favorite kid?
Oh.
I can't do that.
Well, I can name mine right off the bat.
Well.
They all know them. They all know it by rank.
They do? They do?
Unfortunately so, yeah.
Depends what about you?
Day. Yeah, it depends on the day.
Yeah, I'd say for me, sure. It depends on the day.
It changes, and I'll tell them, boy, you just moved up a rank on that one. Or you just moved down a rank on that one, and they'll slouch out of the room. But
well, my grandmother is my favorite lady, and she always made her grandchildren feel like they were the favorite. We mm-hmm. all fight over. I mean, I mean, between us, I'm the favorite.
You're the favorite. Yes,
but I have cousins and sisters who think they're the favorite, and a brother who thinks he's the favorite. And you know, I think that's how I feel about the exhibits.
I hear
they
you.
All have a very special place in my heart.
Is there a more popular one?
Oh, there are popular ones.
So what's one of the more popular ones? Walk me through it. Give me a mental picture in my mind.
So an example would be Chapman. I picked them because they're newer in the museum. So
it's sponsored by Chapman.
Chapman
dealership.
Decided they would like to do an exhibit inside the museum.
And this is the car dealership?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now they're based out of Phoenix, but they have local leadership as right. Well,
then, yeah, we'll let that pass.
So I get together with Chapman and we start talking, and they decide they want to do an automotive exhibit inside the museum. So, they found a car that is, I'll use the word common, but it's found in multiple children's museums throughout the United States. So they chose this car, and it's professionally built by a children's museum creator. And then they donate the money to me, mm-hmm. to the museum. And then I buy that car and we install it. And then Chapman, as a team, as a staff, they created the rest of the exhibit surrounding it. So you have a check-in desk, you have it looks like a giant garage that they had Sign Masters help them with. Sign Masters was very involved with it. They're involved in a lot of our exhibits, actually. They have a neon sign above that says Chapman. That's their logo. So it was not only a professionally built exhibit, but it was also a team building experience for them. It was really neat. They laid their own floor tiles. It was really kind of special. So that's just one example of an exhibit.
And what do they do? What are the activities?
Well, the car's on a lift, and the kids have, what are those slide things that go under cars?
Crawlers. You
know? Okay. The kids can get on that on their back, and they can mess with stuff under the car. And then the hood's popped up, and there's interactive activities inside. There's a toolbox that they can get pieces and add to the car.
Is the engine block like transparent so you can see the pistons?
No, that would be pretty awesome. You should get in on creating exhibits, because
no, I was just wondering, because I need to learn
creators.
How my car works. I have no idea.
You can pull a tire off and put it on, and there's lug nuts. Yeah, you know, there's a computer with a keyboard and you
impact wrench.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and it makes the noise. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. The exhibits inside the museum are typically created for ages 3 to 8. I mean, 0 to 3-year-olds have great time there. There's stuff for them. We don't go much beyond 8. We're going to try to focus a little bit, stretching that to 10 or 11 when we move upstairs.
Probably gets quite a bit more expensive to keep those individuals more
We call it invested. Dwell time in the museum world. It's dwell time.
Oh, so how long they spend there and are interactive.
Each exhibit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the Chapman exhibit has a nice dwell time for us, meaning the kids are engaged in it for 15, 20 minutes, some more, some less, but you know, the average. But we have so many incredible stories just like Chapman with Avenir, Onvita, APS, J.V. Smith, Goag Yuma, Hansberger. The Rotaries in town get crazy involved. First things first. We just have so many funded exhibits. And then Pilkington doing our building. It's all donations by Yuma folks, and it's heartwarming. Field trips happen there.
Where is it located?
Main Street, right across from Lutz Casino, 200 South Main Street.
I want an exhibit. How come we haven't done this?
No,
we
can nobody, do wax. Nobody invited us.
We can do wax sculptures of ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, how would we interact with that? Can we put have mustaches on
you? No, there'd be a dartboard, basically.
Hair pieces.
You could throw darts at us.
So I went to the Wax Museum in New York once.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they had Jimmy Fallon there at his desk. And you sit down and you can take pictures with him and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got to get on that.
Yeah. We'd be standing on, like, one of those slap contest podiums. And they'd just slap us the face.
With tortillas, yeah.
Well, when people decide they want to get involved, we talk about, do you want to get involved on the exhibit level, or would you rather be involved in just sponsorships? We have kids that come to our camps on sponsorships. We have free days that are sponsored by
businesses. So what's a camp?
You know, summer camps. You don't send your kids to, like, day camps.
I have.
They probably do sports camps or art camps. We have.
When I hear camp, it's like
no tents.
Okay, yeah.
But I loathe camp.
But it's all day long and sometimes overnight.
Not me. No.
So you send them home.
Yeah.
But there's their lunch during.
It just depends. Every year it's a little different. We haven't done this year's yet. We're at the beginning stages.
It's like a 3-day event.
Sometimes it's 1 week. And we do 5 sessions, and each week has a different theme. This year we're talking about 1 mega week, just a STEAM camp. Are we on with STEAM?
No.
Science, technology.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, STEAM camp. I'm like, all right. STEAM.
Cool.
Okay.
Come learn about the STEAM.
Oh, we're doing nuclear.
Water boiling. Oh, okay. I've seen more interesting things.
STEM?
I'm familiar with STEM. But A is the art.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd make it ag if I could. So we can. Uh-huh. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, so are there any ag exhibits?
We're currently in the works.
I mean, there's no reason why we shouldn't have that. This is such a huge ag community.
Yes.
Barkley seed.
I'm surprised at this point. I'm shocked it wasn't the first thing to go in, but it wasn't. And it's been my number one champion project. So
hey, call him out. Call him out right here on the radio.
Besides ours?
Yeah, yeah. After our
JV Smith, Barkley, you guys better get involved in Children's Museum.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're misers.
Pericone.
Yeah.
Let's get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah. No.
We're gonna beat them to it.
We're working on it. We're in.
Deason, Garner, and Hanson, and then Barkley.
Yeah. Yeah. What do we got to do to get our name on the building?
Yeah.
I am. I'm feeling a little FOMO here because I hear all these people that have done it, these companies. I'm like, we got to have our exhibit.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a little concerned that you didn't know where our office is located.
Okay, so I have a weird thing I do. I do know where your office is located. Not that I've needed attorneys, but I have met your wife in the back for baked goods.
Yes.
We do the deals in
That's
the back.
That's right. It's like a crack deal.
But I like to.
I've always seen, 2 SUVs passing stuff back and forth. I'm like, what's going on here? Smells good, but I don't know.
I just like my map. I like to know how much farther I have. I don't want to miss a turn. I couldn't remember if you were before the light or after the light or at the light.
I'm terrible with directions.
Oh, me too.
I was just going to ask you that.
Me too.
A lot of men, I feel like, have a built-in compass. Like right now, I know this is north, that's west, that's east, this is south.
I don't.
But women,
it's up and
I feel
down.
Like not so much.
Yeah, left and right. Yeah.
I'm no, like, how do you not know this?
I don't, and I'm terrible. I'll get lost. I've been lost in the forest before, and it was only like, you know,
right over
100 yards from my truck, yeah. And I was lost, and I was like shooting shots in the air to be found. So I thought it was my wife.
In.
No, my wife is the one that's got the built-in map.
That's awesome. Oh, that's
and great. I'm also one of those that when I'm driving, if I'm driving with somebody, and they're not telling me where to turn, I will just keep driving straight. And my brother knows this, and my wife knows this, but anybody else, you know this too. Like, mm-hmm. I will just keep driving straight. And so you're like, automatically, you're giving me, like, the 30-second warning, the 15-second warning, and here it is. Now turn on this exit. And so I don't know that you really realize it that much, but it's totally me. I'm just driving. Like, yeah. If I've got the maps on, then I'll follow the maps. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if the maps led me off a cliff, then that's a good way. That's a way, good way to get
Michael
away.
Scott.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You want to get away with murder?
Just yeah.
Mess with my maps. Yeah, that's right.
I just like the maps, yeah. It also, it's a time thing. I'm very punctual, so I like to see how my time looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and so I got here on time, according to my time. I got here at 8:05.
Squishy.
What time were we supposed to start?
8:00.
8:00. Mm-hmm. So what time did you get here?
7:50-ish, 7:48.
Oh.
Right around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're that type of person. On
10 minutes early.
If you're on time, you're late.
I won't call you late, but okay. 10 minutes early is on time.
Yeah, because I felt pretty good that I was only here at 8:05, and then you guys are in full production. Sorry to hijack where we were going with the conversation.
No.
One thing I wanted to go with that though, and something that I think your insight would be really great on is Trump and Elon.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
This is 560 KBLU, part of the El Dorado Broadcasters Radio Network.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Teaming up, okay? There's nobody that can actually have any injured feelings over this. And all that's going on with Tesla, SpaceX, of course, there's AI. All of that's going on right now at the same time. And so Tesla is looking at this cyber cab thing that they got going on. This is really cool. It looks
in
like
Texas. I think they're piloting it, right?
Are they? I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw something on YouTube that a lady was walking through it and showing all the features of it. And it was the first time I've actually seen one that was not just a prototype. It was, this is the CyberCab. And I've been in a Tesla with in full self-driving mode, and it worked exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. Like, we went through a parking lot, a very busy Costco parking lot, all the way from the parking lot back to the dealer where we were.
I've used Waymo.
Driving.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary to me.
So oh, yes, that's the...
Phoenix?
Yeah, self-driving Uber.
Yeah, that's the Jaguar one.
The Jaguars.
Yes. I've used that, too.
Okay.
And I felt very comfortable in it. I felt more relaxed than before.
Feeling
because now...
the driver?
Yeah. Because now I don't have to come up with some awkward conversation in between. I can just focus on what I need to do when I get to the place I'm going. And so anyways, I see this as a wonderful leap forward. And if it was under anybody else, then I think that the majority of the population, or at least a lot more people, would be embracing it. Whereas now everything is politicized, whether it's vaccines or whether it's, you know, cutting money in wasteful programs or technology and where we advance in technology and who's producing that technology and social media. All of it used to be like, ooh, this is something new. And it didn't have a connection with politics. And now it's 100% opposite. So my question, do you think that we can get to a point where we can have conversations again about just the merit of what's getting how society is advancing without looking back at, okay, well, who is actually the producer of it, and do I agree with their politics?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a possibility?
Well, I try to live that way.
Okay.
I try to hear all sides and decide for myself.
But do you shop at certain places because of the politics?
No.
Okay.
I don't have the... I don't have time for that.
So what do you feel, what do you think about the CyberCab? Let's just pull that up.
I don't even know what that is.
So you know,
I warned Adam before we got here. Uh-huh. I have zero
good
political anything to say.
Good. Well, it really doesn't have anything to do with politics. People will infuse politics into it, but basically there is no steering wheel. There's no pedals in it.
Oh wow!
You know that? Yeah. You get in and there's a screen right in the middle, and of course you've got your directions, and somebody is watching over multiple of these at a time in case there's some type of malfunction or somebody's, you know, gets ill in the car or something like that. But they can communicate with you. But essentially, other than that, it's 100% autonomous, and it's going to take you to your location. So it's got three seats in the front, three seats in the back. The doors open kind of like a DeLorean type doors. I guess it's a mix between a DeLorean. No, it's more like a Lamborghini where the doors kind of hinge.
Open up?
Yeah, they open up, but not like wings. No, it's more like a Lamborghini, I guess. The Lamborghini opens.
Like this.
Yeah. And so it's really easy just to get in and out. And the whole idea about it is we don't need as many cars as we have. Everybody that has cars, they use them for a fraction of their day. And so these cars could be on the road 90% of the day, whereas you could even own one, and that's the idea. You own one instead of this big cab company owning them. And when you get to work, then you say, okay, I need my car back at noon. And then whoever needs that car during that time, that car will go to where it's summoned and run its routes, and then it'll be back in your parking spot at noon, and it'll even pick you up at the door where you're about to get out. Thomas has a Tesla. He has it pull up to the door, even though it's only 15 feet away, just because that's what it does, right? it was chauffeur. I think it's the chauffeur app on it. But what do you think about that?
Well, it sounds really neat.
Doesn't that sound cool?
I wouldn't.
It should reduce traffic by
services,
like a significant portion. And then
I can text and drive.
That's right.
Yeah. And people who own a car, they could own a really nice car that they like, right? And that they're not going to like have other people in. But for your daily commuter, you could own one of these cars, and it could be making you money as you're sitting there doing what you do best, and it's out there just taking people around.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Fantastic.
So I was looking, a couple of years ago, I was looking at GMC's new Sierra, because it was supposed to come out with, this is like probably 2022, I believe. This is a little bit after the pandemic. It was supposed to come out with this new, what they call Super Cruise feature. GMC came out with, that's their version of like autonomous driving. So you put it in Super Cruise mode, like on the freeway from here to Phoenix or here to San Diego. And it's, you just sit there, you know, you can do what you want. And I was like, man, I need that, because I feel like when we drive the Phoenix or to San Diego, it's 2.5 hours. You just sit there. You're like, you're just wasting time. We listen to audiobooks and stuff, but I could be on a laptop. I could be getting work done. And so I was really excited about it. But at the time, because of, I guess, the pandemic and production and stuff, everything was pushed back and it never really came to fruition. I think it's out now, but it's still not to the level that Tesla is.
Yeah.
And I wondered, do you think that you would take advantage of that type of technology if it was available, if it was affordable? You'd be like, yeah, I want that car because I love going to San Diego and I don't want to have to drive. It'll just take me and I could do
it. I couldn't see Bobby doing it, but I could see you doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested. What I want to know is, in my example of today being pulled over for having a cell phone in my hand,
mm-hmm.
should I have said, oh, I have an autonomous driving car?
Yeah, you should have.
I don't even know what the law is on those. And I do get questions quite a bit. I got a ticket. How to get out of this ticket? Yeah. Like, well, I don't know. But when you find out, let me know, because I get them too.
Yeah, I'm guilty and I have no, I'll pay the ticket online and be mm-hmm. done with it. But my question would be, in that case, how are police going to know
if it's autonomous or not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
and what is also interesting is the statistics on it, because the incidents that they have are blown up in the media quite a bit, kind of like the McDonald's hot coffee incident. You know, people think, oh, people are crazy out there because they're suing over the stupidest things, like coffee is hot. And if you find out a little bit more about that case, it's not. It was more than just hot coffee, and it doesn't happen with all of us, right? People that hear it around the world think Americans are all crazy. They sue over everything, and maybe they're not too far off, but we don't, right? Mainly there's some serious injury involved, and there's some serious like negligence or even gross negligence that has occurred on the other side that resulted in that type of lawsuit. And so I think the same thing happens with autonomous cars, is there's 1,000 out there driving millions of miles, and one has an accident, and they're like, we told you they weren't safe. Mm-hmm. Whereas you put 100 cars out there and drive 10,000 miles, and you're going to have 10 accidents, and nobody's saying, well, we told you cars aren't safe.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to hit such a higher bar in order to be acceptable by the public that it's almost impossible. I would say, just with the technology that is there now with Tesla, it's right there with the Waymo and the Jaguar cars. I think that it is truly political why Tesla hasn't been allowed to be in that market yet. Mm-hmm. Because you look at the Tesla, they don't have all these gadgets spinning around on every corner of the car.
Uh-huh.
And it's all internal, and they've got just as many cameras. The technology, I think, is there or better. But there has been a rift between Tesla and the powers that be. So I guess the point is, if we could just show that it was as safe or safer, and then allow the private sector to decide whether or not they want that, then how much oversight do we need from legislatures before we can be allowed to use that?
Yeah.
So I guess that's a question for both of you. Do you think that legislature should be involved with our decision to use autonomous driving? Because essentially, what's the difference between my decision to use autonomous driving that has a 1 in 10,000 excursions ratio for accidents, as opposed to my 16-year-old daughter who might have a 1 in 100 ratio for accidents?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we just as prone to get injured or to injure somebody else when we put a 16-year-old behind the wheel and I fall asleep in the driver's seat and she drives me to Phoenix?
Well, it's new technology, so it's going to have a curve of acceptance. I mean, calculators in the 80s were going to be the demise of all of us. Our teachers didn't allow calculators in the classroom. We were cheating using calculators.
What's an AD?
In the 80s.
Oh, in
1980s,
the
1980s,
yeah,
you
yes,
know,
yes, oh, yeah.
In my day.
No, that was my day, too. Yeah, yeah.
And now you have to have a calculator in class. And mm-hmm. You have it on your phone, and you carry it around with you. And so I think it's just, there's a big acceptance curve for mm-hmm. everything mm-hmm. concerning technology, with phones, with medical treatments. I just think it takes time. Maybe the name Elon doesn't help.
I think that's really hurting.
Yeah.
Because it used to be that the people that drove those electric vehicles. Those were the liberal tree huggers. You know, we're saving the earth by driving these electric vehicles, regardless of whether or not that's actually true. But now it's like, well, Elon produces most of them, and the ones that he produces generally are the technology way more advanced, and the price is I don't know that you can beat it. You can tell that I like Tesla. I've been trying to get a Tesla for several years. My wife won't let me. And so that's that. But
you wouldn't get lost anymore.
I wouldn't get lost anymore. And so I wish we could get the politics out of every decision that's made.
But that's from the beginning of time. I read a lot, and there was a time when people boycotted cars because only horses were safe on the road. We don't want cars on the road. They're going to kill everybody.
But that's not necessarily because of Ford's politics, right?
It's true.
Because he was basically a communist. He was.
Here's an example then. We have an actor who spews hate over a specific religion or a right?
Yes.
And then for, 5 years, we don't watch any of his movies. He's nobody. And then he makes a big comeback, and we've forgotten what
he said. You're talking about Mel Gibson?
I'm actually not. Well, but I don't want to name him. I don't want to offend him if he's watching.
Oh, yeah. He probably is. Watching. Yeah.
We pretty much hit a big.
This was pre, I almost said his name. This was pre Mel Gibson.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. So we're going a little bit back. Mm-hmm. So are there politics at the museum?
Steer very clear. I am dependent on donors, and I don't want to offend anybody.
Sorry to cut you off. No. Do you guys lease the space, or do you own it?
It's tricky. It's donated, but we're in an arrangement. So I don't know if this is like fun to talk about, but
how do you pay it?
Clint Harrington and his sister purchased the building, and then they let us use it. And then after 5 years, after we've improved upon it, they'll have it assessed, and then they will sign it over, and then they get.
Oh yeah,
that is awesome.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Clint's over at Pilkington, right?
Yes, and there's absolutely no way we would be where we are without that gift. We were a nonprofit. We have been a nonprofit since officially 2014. Mm-hmm. And then the building was donated right before COVID. So that held things up.
That is an amazing gift.
Somebody came in and said, hey, there's some federal funds for this type of stuff that you do. There's some strings attached in the fine print. Mm-hmm. But here's, $10 million.
Yeah.
What would your approach be to that?
Oh,
Take the money.
Strings. That's my job.
Okay.
Money.
All right. I handle the strings, and then the community gets to enjoy it.
What if they said, well, you've got to put in an exhibit that talks about
DEI.
Trans kids and...
Yeah, let's work some politics into it.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. You wouldn't do it?
Okay. Or excludes, talking a certain way about certain populations, whether it's Native populations or the Black population or the Hispanic population, or it says that you have to have a certain quota. Okay.
No, never.
Okay. Because it seems like federal funds always has those strings attached, right?
They used to.
And we do not receive any, not even through a grant. So,
you say you used to, but in schools, they're very strict on how they address religion in school because of the federal funding. And the idea under the Constitution is that the federal government isn't going to impede upon somebody's ability to worship. Mm-hmm. They're also not going to sponsor religion. Right. But I think they are impeding upon the ability to worship because they are threatening withdrawal of federal funds if you pray in school or you do certain religious acts that doesn't follow the mainstream at the time. And so... Yeah, I think that we've gone so far off that it's forcing atheism on a lot of us, and that, I think, is not the role what the government should be. It should be hands-off, let us do what we want. And in the same sense, we know that any money coming from the federal government is going to have strings attached. Mm-hmm. So you got to just know that when it comes in. And I think that it's wonderful that you have the private funding So you can do what's in the best interest of the community and leave the politics to the side.
We do a pretty good job of that. But also, the government really isn't funding museums and arts type programs much anymore. And there's been huge cuts. And unfortunately, our children are the bottom of the barrel in all programs, it seems. So we don't receive any attention. I mean, there aren't even options out there. Too many anyway. Not at the federal level. State. Sometimes there's some state money.
How do you keep the lights on then?
Humans. The so heart of Yuma.
So does it, is there an entry fee?
Admission fees in?
There is,
keeping the lights on?
We are that, we are just there. We got there at, last year. So we've only been, we'll be open 2 years in April. And at the end of last year, I finally was able to, admissions keeps us open. And, but if you want, you know, air conditioners that work, we have 13 air units. They're 29 years old, maybe 30 now this year. How do you replace $150,000 worth of air units? Nobody wants to sponsor that.
Yeah.
They don't, you know.
That's not that sexy.
So does your law firm want their name?
I want my name on. Yeah, I want my name
well,
on.
You said
that
Hansberger.
Yeah, get so we're involved. Working. We are. We're currently working with Hansberger, and Hansberger. They're fabulous.
They are. They are very generous every time that I've worked with them. Well, visit the Yuma Children's Museum. Is that the full name of it?
Downtown.
It's Children's Museum of Yuma County.
Okay, the Children's Museum of Yuma County. Pay the admission fee and consider leaving some sort of either monthly contribution or even an endowment as part of your legacy.
It's true. We do offer discounts. If you have an EBT card, it's $3 to get in. If you're military, it's $7. Wow. There's memberships. So buy a $100 membership and don't pay for a year. You know, there's options. So great. Don't let the $8 scare you.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Thank all you, right. Sabra.
Thanks for coming, Sabra.
Thanks. Have a good one.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game, marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Voted Yuma's best for 2024, Alexander Ford strives to be your best choice again in 2025. During our President's Day Truck Month sale, choose from gas, hybrid, and electric with 0% up to 72 months on 2024 Ford Lightnings and Mach-E. Check out our huge selection, discounts, and low rates at BillAlexanderFord.com. You can expect great service after the sale with online appointments, pickup and delivery, or mobile service. For a difference you can count on, visit Alexander Ford today.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU Eldorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.